Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. And I'm glad you're with us on this rainy, kind of rainy Thursday morning. I hit some rain on the way in this morning. I don't think the worst of it is supposed to get here until tomorrow night. Most of the Easter rain will start tomorrow night and spread throughout the weekend.
Perfect.
It's a first alert storm day. Did you know on Friday? Just in case.
The rain, the wind. Can we just stop?
We shouldn't complain because I was switching around to different channels this morning, watching weather stuff, and in parts of Wyoming, southern Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado, they might get a foot of snow today.
Oh,
the people on
terrible.
The people on the northern edge of whatever this is that's moving through might face a foot of snow at some point today, and all we're going to get out of it are a few thunderstorms and some rain. So it could be a lot worse this late in April. That's for sure. So no complaints. It's 59, 60 degrees outside. It's not going to get a whole lot warmer, I don't think, today, but we are going to get certainly some weather moving through as we kind of head into the weekend. The breaking news this morning is not breaking news at all. Jerome Powell should be replaced as the head of the Federal Reserve. This guy is, he's a wrecking ball to the economy. Honestly, to come out yesterday and suggest that tariffs are going to spur inflation and they're not going to cut rates until they see one way or the other what's happening here. This is the same guy that cut rates 3 times to try to get Joe Biden reelected. He's turned into the complete opposite of a sane individual, and he's running the Federal Reserve. So if you watch the markets bounce around yesterday and stock futures were the NASDAQ, all the S&P, all that dropped yesterday, I believe maybe the Dow is trending positive this morning. But it was all because of the comments of this guy yesterday, who's just casually sitting at some Chicago business economic summit and says, well, looks into the camera and says, well, you know, these tariffs might pose a risk of inflation. And he knew the minute he said it, damn well what he said. And he knew exactly what would happen to the markets. Why would you toy with the markets, even if you really think that? Why would you do that? So somebody needs to check Jerome Powell's accounts and see how much money he made yesterday if he shorted the market. I'd love to know. I think these are fair questions. When your words matter that much and have that big of an impact on the emotions in this market right now, that's frightening. Donald Trump needs to replace him. The sooner the better, because if not, I don't know what's going to happen. You can't have people like that working against you within your government when you're trying to execute foreign policy the way Donald Trump's trying to do it right now. I'm just Sorry, I'm sickened by the whole thing. I just can't believe what I saw yesterday. That is just maddening to me. So that's my rant for the day. I'm done.
Tell us how you really feel, Mark.
I'm going to go home.
All right. Well, forget the rest of the next 4 hours.
I've done my job here. I'll let Kim and Carl take over, and I'm just going to go home and sleep.
I'm busy peeling my clementine.
I wonder what you were doing over there. I saw you looking down at something while I was ranting. She's like, okay, Mark's ranting. I'm going to eat.
The baby gets hungry at 5 a.m.
I got to go to the Cardinals game briefly yesterday, which was a complete surprise to me because, as they accuse me of around here pretty regularly, apparently I missed an email a week ago inviting me to a Cardinals game yesterday with some people who were supporters, clients of the station. And I didn't see it. And they rolled into my office at 10 o'clock and said, oh, by the way, are you going to go with us today? Because you didn't reply to that email. And I'm like, what email? What are you talking about? So I got to go over to the stadium yesterday and watch a little bit of the game. Unfortunately, I had already left when Newt Barr hit the home run because I had other stuff I had to do. But good for the Cardinals. It was a good win.
4-1, but it was also just nice weather.
Yeah, it was pretty pleasant yesterday. We had a good time over there hanging out and just chatting, and you know, somebody had to do it. So I just wanted you guys to know I took one for the team yesterday.
Wow, thank you so much, Mark.
Went to the day game for a few minutes and had a good time. Meanwhile, Jerome Powell was trying to destroy the stock market single-handedly. Good Lord. Good Lord. What's going on around here? All right, coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk city-county merger. You know, this has been a bone of contention with me for a long time, and I knew it was going to come back around. It was just a matter of time. Now you have a mayor in the city of St. Louis who's completely on the same page as the county executive, and they would both like to see a city-county merger. And what that requires is somebody in Jefferson City introducing the legislation to do that. And that's now been done, and there's going to be a hearing on it today, I believe, in Jefferson City. So we're going to talk to the chair of that committee where that will be held, Brad Crist, state representative. We're going to talk to the chair of the Emerging Issues Committee this morning at about 7:08. Be sure and tune in for that and kind of find out where he sees this go. It's not his bill. It is, however, going to be heard in his committee. Emerging Issues is just that. It's not something that's going to likely make it to the finish line in this session, but that's where they send things that they're probably going to be talking about in the next session. So I'm just keeping you up to date here as this thing moves along. You got Kara Spencer pointing fingers at St. Charles County thinking, see, they seem to have a lot of money out there. They should be cooperating with us. So we're going to keep a close eye on this, and be sure and tune in for our interview with Brad Crist there at about 7:08. We got Jim Talent, David Stokes from the Show Me Institute on just a little bit later, talking about tax reform, which is always first and foremost. Speaking of which, they were supposed to be working on that in Jeff City. What's happened? They came out strong out of the gate saying they wanted to get rid of the state income tax. Crickets. I've heard nothing else about that. Why is that? I mean, I know it's going to be a steep climb to get it done, but other states have done it. Why can't we do it? So we're going to get to all that for you today. Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Within 3 weeks, we're going to announce a series of new studies to identify precisely what the environmental toxins are.
Yeah, there he is, RFK Jr., saying it's coming. We have a study we're ready to show you that is going to tell you exactly why the rates of autism in this country have and continue to skyrocket.
The unanimous decision of this court is that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act 2010 refer to a biological woman.
It's a biological woman.
So the UK, generally known as in most of Europe, to be very progressive, has determined that there are only two sexes, male and female. Imagine that.
The idea of freedom of speech, you know, the specific idea of it is, you know, you can't demand freedom of speech and then say, but don't say bad things about me.
Woo! George Clooney, the heartthrob, stabbing Biden in the back one more time. I mean, at least he was a little bit honest at a time most of the people in his party weren't willing to be.
Everybody will be affected. If our property taxes go up, we're going to have to ask more. And then the landlords will be the villains again.
Wow. How about that? A new report that has come out and basically corrects underassessments in part of the city of St. Louis. And Carl Middleman, as the sole city resident here in the studio this morning, yes. Has this impacted you?
Not yet.
Oh, I think they're going to have to focus on your neighborhood next.
Well, they said that I think it was the southeast part of the city was the most impacted.
You know, once again, these assessors, Jake Zimmerman, who declined my repeated invitations to come on the show and talk about how they can justify how so many of these assessments have just skyrocketed after they already skyrocketed 2 or 3 years ago. Again, it's a money grab. There's no doubt about that.
Which is funny because that story had the city on there saying, you know, we've just done a poor job over the years, basically. And so many of these homes were undervalued, underassessed. And so we're just correcting the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. And also pay us a lot more money in taxes.
Please let me figure out how I can pay you again repeatedly every year, more and more each year, on the home I already paid taxes on when I bought it. Oh, by the way, in the car that I already paid taxes on when I bought it, that I can pay more and more taxes on every year. I mean, the assessments never end. When are we going to wake up and stop this?
I would also like to see, I know they wouldn't probably publish this, but the addresses of the people in the city, the high-ranking officials in the city, and see if their assessments, if their values also went up.
I wonder if that happened to Sam Page.
Maybe they gave him a call and said, hey, what do you recommend? How do we get around this?
Yeah, his went down, didn't they? Yeah, for sure. All right. A quick break. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back, because that was a pretty amazing issue, that these assessments, the assessment numbers that are coming out and what you can do to fight it. We're going to be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Mark Cox?
Yes, Carl.
Reba McEntire.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good, thank you. Yeah, you know, I'm looking at some of these assessments that jumped up in the city. Now, some of these people had to know that their home was under-assessed, I would guess, when you look at the numbers. One example in this article there at Channel 4 said that one multifamily property in the Marine Villa area rental property had skyrocketed in assessment value from $67,000 to nearly $175,000. Another property skyrocketed to $100,000, up from just $20,000. And of course, when those tax numbers come in, the landlords are going to have no choice but to increase rent because they're going to have to cover the cost.
Right.
I just wonder who's been asleep at the wheel? How if it's really worth $175,000 in assessment now, and 2 years ago it was only assessed at $67,000. Who let them get away with that for so long? Jake Zimmerman has been the assessor in St. Louis County for years now. Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Says the interim assessor is pointing to about 10% of properties citywide that were substantially underassessed in previous years.
Okay.
And he's saying that essentially this assessment data led his office to look specifically at 14 neighborhoods, mostly in southeast St. Louis, where they're saying that's where the bulk of these homes that were underassessed.
So I said in error that it was Zimmerman. It would be the city assessor.
Sean Ordway is the guy's name.
Yeah.
That's who's quoted in this article.
So there is sticker shock. We're catching up.
Oopsies, made a mistake.
Under-assessing.
Whoops. I mean, to a degree, it's nice if your home is valued at that, I guess. You're looking to sell. But yeah, taxes are going to go up. And that was what the woman said in the story. We're about to pay more.
You get taxed when you purchase. You get taxed if you keep it. You get taxed if you sell it. When are we going to see the insanity in this? It's got to stop somewhere. Somebody's got to step up and say, we're not going to do this anymore because we're breaking people. Even if it had to be leveled out a little bit, how the hell did that happen? Somebody's got to ask that question. Back in a minute.
Kim on a whim.
We've been talking about how many businesses have been dropping DEI policies. Now, the question of, are you truly dropping them, or are you just putting them under a different name and kind of secretly slipping them in there?
Yeah,
I don't really know. I'm sure that happens. Is happening at some businesses, but there are other things that make me think, maybe we truly are having a cultural shift. And one of them is this clip I want to play from you that's been really going kind of viral on social media this week. I wasn't sure if I initially wanted to talk about this, but man, I mean, it's just racking up millions and millions of views. In particular, a lot of conservatives are talking about this as a good sign. This is from SNL. Listen.
Oh my gosh, whose baby is that?
Excuse me? It's ours.
Wait, but how?
Okay, I'm sorry, but gay people can't have a baby?
Yeah, but like, where did it come from?
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Wow, you are not allowed to talk like that.
That is so invasive.
Okay, but like, we were with you last night and you did not have a baby.
I think we're just wondering who the mother is. Okay, well, between the two of us, I'm more emotional, and I like shopping, so me, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, I have long hair, and he is an alcoholic, so I guess it's like two moms, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Guys, how did you get this baby?
Okay, we didn't pull it out of your vagina, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Isn't that surprising that SNL went there?
Yes, because it's so politically incorrect to ask that question.
We did start to see them, poking fun at Joe Biden and even at times Kamala Harris, which was a nice break considering all they used to do was go after Trump or really anyone conservative.
Correct.
This takes it to a new level. Going after the LGBTQ crowd and this idea that these men are getting babies left and right, that's bold for SNL.
Well, but it's what SNL used to do.
Well, right.
When they were funny, they went after both sides equally. That was a long, long time ago. It's been a long time since they've done that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there truly is this a sign of a cultural shift? Or do you think there's maybe a part where SNL didn't even truly realize the extent of what they were doing?
No,
because
the same guy is in charge. If there was new leadership at SNL, I might believe that they were doing something different. If Lorne Michaels is after this, if he's the one in charge of this decision and he's allowed this to happen, it's only because he's made some political calculation that it might improve his ratings a little bit. But I don't know that it's a cultural shift. I don't know that I'm ready to credit it to a cultural shift.
Well, and see, that's what a lot of conservatives are trying to say. Like, oh, yeah, we're winning. The culture is shifting, and this is amazing, and all these things. And it is nice to be able to see the balance on a show like SNL, even though I still don't watch it. Maybe I would, because it's actually getting funny again. But yeah, I mean, to your point, I don't think that the people behind the scenes actually feel this way and are thinking, you know what? They've been right this whole time. I think that they know that their ratings have tanked, and that they have to make some changes if they want to get people back.
Earnings are down, if it's Target. So you'll see a few shifts that are reflective of cultural change.
Mm-hmm.
But I would hesitate or caution anybody to think these things have gone away. If anything, they've been buried or renamed. They're calling them something else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hoping to slap a little bit of makeup on the pig so that you don't notice that it's still a pig. But it's still a pig.
Would we be seeing this happening if, say, Kamala Harris had won? Or if Donald
Maybe
Trump
not.
Had won, but it wasn't by such a large margin?
I don't know. The answer to would they feel pressure to do it if it was Cammy? No. I don't think they would. I don't think they would. But I think they're cognizant of the fact that their ratings are in the toilet, and they have been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't expect it to be anything permanent. When they do the occasional, when they did the ones making fun of Kamala Harris drinking wine as she was watching the debate with Biden and
that
Trump.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny. And it should dawn on them that you have people that want to see you poking on both sides instead of stabbing Donald Trump squarely between the shoulders in every single episode of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I agree. So I was mentioning how we have seen some change in companies who are supposedly dropping DEI, but there was this article in OutKick, and it talks about how companies still prioritizing DEI under the guise of belonging. So they're now calling it belonging. So some of those stores that have just changed the wording, but I guess are still finding ways to incorporate it, would be Kohl's, Dollar Tree, Disney, Google, and Amazon, which should really surprise nobody. Kohl's, by the way, is really hurting right now. They're having to close a bunch of stores.
Wait, Disney's woke?
No, that one was a shock, I admit, because Disney's not woke at all.
Carl, I saw a promo for the next season of
Andor.
Andor. I was going to say Amador. Andor. Is it any good? You like that series or not?
I do. It has nothing to do with Star Wars. It is Star Wars.
Is it Star Trek?
No, it's Star Wars.
I thought so.
The director, Tony Scott or Tony Gilroy, I forget. He never watched Star Wars, so it's ancillary. All the stuff that it deals with Star Wars is like...
But they are in space, and it does take place between planets.
Yeah.
And.
But yes, it is Star Wars adjacent. And then this season's going to lead right up to Rogue One.
Oh, okay. So, there you go.
This is all over my head.
We might as well have spoken Chinese, like, right there. Mandarin.
Put it in terms of
Mandalorian. I knew he would say that.
Going back to the Coles thing.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry. No, it's okay. Well, I was reading. I was listening to you guys talk about Star Wars, but then I lost you guys because that doesn't make sense to me.
She faded away.
So then I started reading this other little bit.
Our joke was pretty funny.
Well, I bet it was. Way to go, you guys.
Thank you.
It was hilarious.
Thank you, Carl, for pointing that out.
Kohl's, I guess, changed the former chief DEI officer's title to chief inclusion and belonging officer. Ooh.
Oh, for God's sake. It's still got the word inclusion in it.
Yeah, but it says belonging. That's so much better, Mark. Don't you like that a lot more?
I wonder if you would get called into the office of the chief
inclusion and belonging officer.
If somebody walked by and saw you playing that unpolitically correct SNL skit at your desk for a couple of your coworkers, would you get called in for not being inclusive enough?
I think they would really refer to it as you didn't make others feel like they were belonging here.
Oh, okay.
You have incorporate it as much as possible. That's the goal.
I mean, if you laugh every time you walk by your male cohort who's wearing a dress, would you not be inclusive enough?
I don't think so.
Like, you can't even laugh to yourself? Like, if you didn't even laugh out loud, but you just gave him a smirk when you walked by?
Isn't it funny how people want nothing to... Like, anything that could make you look at all conservative is like, you know, I can't do that. Is it not crazy that... Let's just say you're with a group of friends and you're sitting at dinner or you're sitting at lunch or whatever, and they're all talking and they're saying all these things that are super liberal. And it's for some reason, it's just completely fine if they say it, even though you would, as a conservative or as a Christian conservative, you would find that quote unquote offensive. But as soon as you say something, that's off limits. Do you know what I'm saying? It feels like there's a double standard there.
Yes.
I don't know when that started, if it's always been the case, but it's just been really blatantly obvious to me lately.
The thing about it is that for a long time, they could get away with it.
They still can.
Well, they still can to an extent if you don't have the backbone to stand up and say something, to not worry about being ostracized.
But, for example, go ahead.
I've got friends who have completely alienated me because I disagree with their hard left progressive view of the world.
Yeah.
They all to a person have Trump derangement syndrome, and when I dare to challenge them on one of their social media pages, they all lose their collective minds.
Just the other day, I saw two vehicles that had, in fact, one of them was the Tesla, and it had an Elon, you know, the sticker with Elon's name on it and a slash through the name.
So, yes,
just letting everyone know, like, look, I have a Tesla, but I'm letting you know I don't support him. Like, please don't key my car. So it's funny where if you have a sign like that, like, I hate Elon Musk or something like that, or one of them was anti-Elon, the other one was that circle with the slash, that's okay, you're safe. But if I had a sticker on my car, which I do not, and I would never do this, but if I had a sticker that said, I love Elon, or I support Elon and what he stands for, my car would be probably up in flames. Mm. Tires slashed, keyed.
For all of you Ford F-150 drivers out there, the number one selling pickup in America, you see the story that went viral this week about the Ford Motor executive who was on an airplane with his partner. He's clearly gay based on the pictures I saw of his Facebook profile with the rainbow behind he and his partner. Got up after a flight and walked past a guy during a flight who was watching Fox News and had noticed apparently that he was watching Fox News during the entire flight on his little monitor there and just read him the riot act for daring to watch Fox News for that entire flight, and you're an awful person, and so the guy's kind of going viral a little bit.
Good.
That wouldn't stop me from buying a Ford.
No, but I'm just saying, like, how ridiculous is that? If someone was watching CNN, I don't think a conservative would walk up to them and, how dare you? You're so stupid, and da 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 da.
That's right.
But for some reason, you can't watch Fox. Get off your high horse.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. That's absolutely the truth. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back in just a minute. We're still got lots to get to this morning for you, including our friend Brad Chris, state representative, who is going to be chairing the hearing today on a city-county merger. And that's coming up about 7:08. We'll be back in just a minute.
The unanimous decision of this court is that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act 2010 refer to a biological woman and biological sex. But we counsel against reading this judgment as a triumph of one or more groups in our society at the expense of another. It is not.
It is not. However, King George, it's a biological woman. In other words, stop conflating that, is what the British Supreme Court said. But of course, they're worried they're going to make one group mad or another by telling the truth. When can we stop playing that game? Stop pretending that somebody who doesn't have a uterus is a woman. But can we just stop playing that game? Tell me you're a German Shepherd and then prove it to me biologically, because you're not. So I just so you know, I was looking at this Emerging Issues Committee in Jeff City that's going to hear the debate over city-county merger. We're going to have Brad Christ on later at 7:08 talking about that. One of the bills that's in the Emerging Issues Committee, for some reason, and we need to probably try to get Brandon Phelps on here to talk about this, is the issue of gender designation on your driver's license. Remember when that came up? He's got a bill that basically would say that if you're going to go get a driver's license or a non-driver's license in the state of Missouri, and your intention is to mark any gender other than your gender at birth, male or female, you have to have a written, like a original documentation from a doctor that you've undergone gender reassignment surgery, or a court order declaring his or her gender designation. Now, he'll get in trouble for not putting his, her, she, z, zem, whatever the hell it is. I don't know.
I still don't think you should be able to change it. I think whatever you're born, that's what you are. And what really ticks me off is when you're going to even a doctor's office and, you know, what gender are you? And it's like male, female, prefer not to say. What do you mean prefer not to say? How were you born? Seriously, like, no, you don't get out of that. It's not like a get out of jail free card. You don't get to decide if you're comfortable or not sharing if you're male or female. It's a pretty basic question.
On most forums, it's still there's only two options, because there should only be two options. Hopefully that's part of the executive order.
I see prefer not to say more and more.
Hopefully that's part of Trump's executive order. Change all the forms back to male or female. There's not anything in between there, ladies and gentlemen. You may not like it, but that is just the truth. Not enough truth in this world. Coming up, we'll talk to Anthony Russo. He is a political analyst, talking more about the possibility of the White House floating a tax increase on millionaires. Yes, a tax increase. We'll talk about that at 6:20.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.